Yesterday, I released a video detailing the preliminary timeline associated with the assassination attempt on President Donald Trump that was released by Senator Ron Johnson's office. We learned that in the moments immediately following the neutralization of President Donald Trump's would-be assassin, we learned law enforcement took photos of the body and the weapon and sent them to the ATF for facial recognition and a trace of the firearm. About a half hour after the ATF Tracing Center received the firearm's serial number, officials learned the father of the shooter purchased the weapon in 2013. There's one big elephant in the room, though. This proved what we all knew, thanks to Gun Owners of America, that ATF has a searchable firearms database, a registry, in violation of federal law. How? Well, traces are done by the local gun shops who sell the firearms. Therein lies the problem. Let's chat about it. I know I talk a lot about gold on this show, but silver is a fantastic investment as well, with many financial experts believing silver is the best kept secret in investing. It's an industrial metal, so it's used on everything from cell phones to batteries, electronics, solar, even EVs. The list goes on and on. And just 4 years ago, silver was in surplus, solar was a tiny source of demand, and AI was non-existent. Well, now silver's in deficit, solar is a huge, huge consumer, and AI is the all-new buzz consuming silver. So if you're considering silver or want to learn more, call my friends at Lear Capital at 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com and check out their new silver shortage report. I've read it and it's great. Everybody can afford to own some silver. It's only around $30 an ounce. And if it goes back to record highs, you'll be very happy that you bought some. Remember, the dollar is losing value, so ask Lear about swapping over your IRA or 401k by sending those dollars that are losing value in exchange for some silver that's increasing in value. They specialize in this information and it's absolutely free with no pressure to buy. Again, it's 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. So, what's the big deal, you may ask? The search used sale records from an out-of-business gun store that the government is required to collect, and ATF has been scanning those 4473s into an illegal searchable database that is over a billion records of firearm transactions. The federal government is prohibited from compiling a national database of gun owners. Well, we just proved with this investigation that they have it. While Donald Trump was receiving medical treatment Saturday at the hospital, the law enforcement officials at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally site called employees of the NTC. It's the National Tracing Center. It's right over the hill in West Virginia. It's run by ATF. And they relayed the serial number and other details of the shooter's weapon. That was the first step that they did. Then the NTC employees went to work. They searched the serial number in the ATF computer system, which found the licensed firearm dealer that sold the firearm. Well, the weapon was purchased at a now-closed gun store by a man who lived in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, about an hour from the rally site. We know that. But because the business was no longer in operation, ATF's West Virginia facility had the federal 4473 from the buyer that he completed when he purchased the rifle. They had scanned it in. Now, the sale records for this closed shop had been digitized, according to people familiar with the investigation. And the National Trace Center employees searched through the scanned 4473 copies until they found the one that matched the serial number of the gun that was used in the assassination attempt. Within that half hour, officials learned that the father of the 20-year-old would-be assassin purchased the weapon in 2013. Authorities soon identified the son as the gunman in the shooting. Now, Representative Michael Cloud out of Texas introduced legislation last year that would force ATF to discard their closed business records and prohibit closed gun dealers from turning over their records. The bill has 78 Republican co-sponsors, but still hasn't received a committee hearing, never mind a full vote by the House. Another very concerning issue that has arisen during this investigation is, why is ATF running facial recognition? Government facial recognition is run by Department of Homeland Security, specifically the Office of Biometric Identity Management, or OBIM. Now, I spoke with a friend of mine who has intimate knowledge with OBIM and the process in which they operate. They had no idea as to why the facial recognition request was sent to ATF. Most federal law enforcement can access the system, but they usually don't run faces through the process. OBIM does that. Now, is it because ATF was already going to search their illegal gun registry and thus running facial recognition at the same time would expedite the process? Meh. Who knows? Is ATF running facial recognition on all gun owners as a normal business practice? Meh. Who knows? It seems that our concerns related to ATF's searchable database have been proven to be valid thanks to this investigation. And again, thanks to Gun Owners of America, whose FOIA request uncovered this database. Even though it was used to rapidly identify a would-be presidential assassin, I'm still against the National Registry. And you should be too. We the people are not the problem. Criminals are. Let me know what you think about this information down below. And I appreciate y'all. If you love the Second Amendment, subscribe to the channel down below to stay in the know. And I'll see you on the next one. Take care.